You're the Press Box with Olympia D and Chris Jenkins right here on the Old School 105.3. I told y'all Chris was a little bougie and he's a little shady. He's up there in Philly right now because, you know, the Panthers have a game against the Eagles tonight at 8:30. So, you know, you ain't even want to take me, huh?
I did want to take you, but, you know, it just didn't work out.
Yeah, right. So give us an update. Tell us about the team. How's everything going up there?
Everything's going well. We play the Eagles tonight for first place in the NFC South, which is strange because New Orleans right now in first place at 4-5. So we're having a down year in NFC South, but we can take the lead back tonight with a good game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. 8:30 p.m. There's a lot of people in the NFL setting records. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, look, the NFL is crazy with these quarterbacks setting records every week. We've had three consecutive weeks where quarterbacks have thrown six touchdowns in a game, which is just crazy. Real crazy.
That's amazing. All right, so talk to me about the Charlotte Hornets, because last time I heard, they won a game, then they lost a game. Give us an update.
Yeah, the Hornets are still playing some good ball. They had an exciting double overtime game last week at the Time Warner Arena against the Hawks, which they won. Lance Stevens had hit a three-point shot off the backboard that went in, and they won that game. Mm-hmm. Last night, they lost, unfortunately, out in L.A., 92-107, and they play again Tuesday. They're currently 3-4.
All right, so we hope that they're going to pick up the pace and get back to winning again. And like I said, later on tonight, the Panthers will take on the Philadelphia Eagles, an 8:30 p.m. game. Chris, how can we follow you to get the updates?
Hey, follow me on Twitter at Charlotte Vibe, as well as on Instagram at Charlotte Vibe.
All righty. You can also follow me at Olympia D Show and Old School 105.3.